but my dog, my current dog, his name is Barley, and he's going to get a brother soon named Hops. So it'll be Hops and Barley.
Amanda here, and welcome to episode 107 of Great Beer Adventure. Summer is full of so much fun, spontaneity, and beer, obviously. So on this episode, we're going to actually go back to an event we went to in April, the Craft Brewers Conference, where I collected a whole bunch of audio for you to listen to. We wanted to take a moment to step back and head back to April because I'm on my way on another road trip. Heidi's headed to Vermont. I'm in New Jersey. Ashley, I think she's going up to Santa River for their brew fest. But who knows what she's going to be doing in the meantime. She's been all over the place this summer. So for your listening enjoyment this week, please go back to April with me, where I got to speak to a whole ton of brewers down in D.C. at the Craft Brewers Conference. I will remind anybody that may not remember, I actually had a horrible bout of food poisoning thanks to some grocery store sushi, so it's taken me a little while to actually want to listen to any of this audio. Flashbacks, whew, they can be rough. For you, though, I hope you enjoy.
So my name is Callum Stewart. I work in brewery operations at Kermaross Brewing in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Beautiful. Very easy one. Okay, one sentence. What is CBC?
Craft Brewers Conference is the mecca of craft brewers for everybody to get together, share, and learn information, and better the industry for everybody.
Okay, why did you come?
Well, I was given the opportunity by my boss to come down and learn. He wanted to invest in his staff, and he gave me this opportunity to come down and learn and bring back ideas to implement in our own brewery that can better our operations back home.
All right, so now my next question is the brewery that you work at, any brewery pets?
Kermaross Brewing, the owner, Steven, he has his dog. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. He's going to be upset with me. Dixie. Dixie is her name. She's not there every day, but she likes to come around in the summer when it's nice and she lays out and hangs around with us while we're brewing. It's a lot of fun.
Great. Now, we know that you've only been here, this is your first year, and I know it's still early in the event, like literally hours old event. Do you have any takeaways yet?
There's no big takeaways yet for me. I'm just getting underway. I'm trying to soak in as many experiences as I can and just meeting new people and trying to network and understand what everybody does, and maybe I can learn something new and help the business back home.
All right, and final question. My final question for you is, what is your craft beer aha moment?
For me, the craft beer aha moment is that every beer brings something different. It might not be a beer that I like, it might not be my favorite style, but there's always something that I can look at and I can appreciate what goes into it and understand that there's a lot of craft in it. People put their heart and soul into this, and so seeing that come through in the beers, it's aha for me.
Do you remember what made you go from not a craft beer drinker to a craft beer drinker?
Yes, I do. The big moment for me was the summer I was unemployed. I had a lot of spare time on my hands, so every day I'd walk downtown to the local craft brewery at the time and pick out my favorite growler. And so I spent a lot of time in the summer on the back deck with my brothers enjoying craft beers, and that was a big turning moment in my life.
My name is Luke Livingston. I'm the founder of Baxter Brewing Company in Lewiston, Maine.
Okay, CBC. One sentence, what is it?
The single most important event and family reunion of the year.
And how many CBCs have you been coming to?
This is my 7th conference. I'm an old man now.
And what has been your biggest takeaway from past or present?
Biggest takeaway for me is I think it's, you know, we're just, especially in Maine, just coming out of winter and things are starting to pick up again. And you can't help but feel a little burned out this time of year. And it's such a good opportunity just to go home kind of full of piss and vinegar again and ready to hit the summer running.
All right, last question. Craft beer aha moment. That moment where you're just like, craft beer, that's it.
my parents took me on a tour of the Sam Adams Brewery for my 21st birthday, and we ended up tasting their chocolate bock, which was made at the time with real Ghirardelli chocolate, aged on chocolate. And I had never had a beer like that, and I was like, beer can be this? That was an aha moment for me, and the rest is history.
I'm Katie from Avery Brewing Company out in Boulder, Colorado.
And can you, in one sentence, tell me what CBC is?
Oh, that is a hard question. CBC, I don't even, that is really hard. CBC is a place where some of the most amazing people and fun people get together and talk a little bit about the brewing industry and then have a lot of beer.
How many years?
Was that one sentence? I don't know.
You wouldn't believe how many run-ons I've had this week. And then there's like a semicolon and some commas. How many years have you been coming?
This is my first year, actually.
Your biggest takeaway from the week?
So I was actually out here for software purposes, so I got to do a little bit of networking with that. But my biggest takeaway is actually just, I think this is one of the coolest things, just seeing how many women in the industry there are and just networking and meeting just the other side. It kind of breathed life back into my job and why I love what I do, and I think that's pretty cool.
And you pointed, but people can't tell what this is when you point. So can you explain what this is?
We are at the Pink Boots event right now, and it's women in the brewing industry. And we just got together, and they did a nice presentation on what they do and some events they host. And it's just a lot of, it's women only. A man walked in, and everyone was like, who is he? Why is he here?
All right, final question. What is your craft beer aha moment? That moment where you're like, I'm going craft beer and never going back.
I actually, my dad gave me, it's Inglourious Bastards, not Inglourious Bastards, that's a movie, the Bastard Ale as a Christmas gift. And I was strictly like college beers. And I decided to take that and try that for the first time on New Year's Eve. And even though it was a terrible next day, because I drank that by myself, I realized that there was actually flavor in beers. So I started exploring after that. So
Wonderful. Thank you. Really appreciate that. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's the same set of questions, so it's practicing. Easier.
I'm
okay, good. Okay, ready? All right, first question. Tell me about your first pet.
Okay, we had rabbits and chickens, and I named all the roosters Big Red, and all of them. There were like three. Wasn't a big deal. But and then the rabbits, we stopped having rabbits when I was about five, but there was one that survived, and we named that one Thumper, and it was in the house for a little bit, and then, you know, Thumper went away to a different farm. But yeah, chickens and rabbits, and then we got a dog, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
So now I want to know, do you have a brewery pet?
Some of our brewers do have a dog. Her name's Kaya. And actually, one of our flagship beers is named Man's Best Friend, after Kaya. She's our little brew house dog. So, yeah.
And then your name, your brewery's name, and your physical location in the world.
My name is Madeline. I'm with Riff Raff Brewing Company, and we are in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, which is in the very southwestern corner.
Perfect. One sentence. What is CBC?
CBC is the meeting of the minds and a reminder that we are all doing great things.
How many years have you been coming?
This is my second year.
And from this year or years past, what is your biggest takeaway?
Biggest takeaway is that, yeah, we are all breaking down the walls and exploring new frontiers, and we're doing it together, and that is amazing because people all over the world are experiencing this one. Yeah, experiencing all at once.
Wonderful. And last question, craft beer aha moment. You said craft and nothing else.
I was in college, and it was cheaper for me to order something from Odell's in Fort Collins than it was for me to drink a PBR. So, that was it.
Perfect. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Harvey Williams. I'm with Wise Man Brewing in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
And now, in one sentence only, what is CBC?
What is CBC? A week-long party with the hipsterest of the hipsters that love weird beer.
That sounds fun. Okay, why did you come?
Why did I come? Because I've been wanting to come to this for a long time, and having just started up a new brewery down in Winston-Salem, you know, it seems like a great opportunity for me to learn and kind of help us grow and network a bit.
And so you said this is your first year. Mm-hmm. It's early in the game, but do you have any takeaways yet?
Don't book a train with Amtrak. We got to the train station yesterday, and they told us it was delayed by 12 hours, and they were surprised that we hadn't got a text message yet. So we decided to drive instead.
That's a long delay. Okay, and now my last question for you. Okay, what is your craft beer aha moment?
I mean, I think it probably, as for a lot of people, has to go to like a, you know, a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. You know, just like when I finally got over the taste of it, like, you know, because starting out of college, everybody's, you know, drinking the crap beer, and then my dad was drinking the Sierra Nevada, and it took me like 3 or 4 of them to really kind of actually be able to stomach it and like it. But then that really kind of changed everything for me and started it all, and now I'm here. It's great.
So can you tell me your name, which brewery you're with, and your physical location in the world?
Yeah, I'm Holly Stevenson from Highland Brewing Company in Asheville, North Carolina. We're in Western North Carolina Mountains.
Next question. Oh, in one sentence, what is CBC?
CBC is an amazing trade show, amazing networking opportunities. It's just kind of the premier professional brewing event that's a must-do. Yeah.
And what number CBC is this for you?
6.
And what is your biggest takeaway from this year or years past?
My biggest takeaway is just seeing how the trade show grows and evolves over the years, and then also coming to these Pink Boot meetings. It's like two very, separate tracks of things, but that I've seen grow exponentially from year to year to year, and that's pretty cool.
And final question, what is your craft beer aha moment? That moment where you're like, craft beer, that's it.
I didn't have like a single moment, but it was definitely like my introductory beers were actually like Orval was, as drinking as an import, was kind of what made me realize like that weird beer flavors were good. And then Abita Turbo Dog was my entree into craft, where I'm like, oh, those people with that black beer over there look cool. And I like ordered one thinking like it was going to be disgusting, but I wanted to carry it around because I looked cool. And then it ended up being great. And so from there on out, I was trying everything and ended up in a career change in craft beer.
My name is Christy Matthews Griner. I've been brewing in the area here for about 10 years, but I'm in between right now, taking a little sabbatical downtime.
Yeah. Okay, next question. In one sentence, what is CBC?
The Craft Brewers Conference is it's one of the biggest things every year on the beer calendar. It is a great opportunity to come and both source new product and learn some information and network. It is also a hell of a good time and one of the best collections of swag in the world.
Yes. How many years have you been coming to CBC?
This is my 5th one, I think.
And what is your biggest takeaway from this year or years past?
How much it has grown. This is leaps and bounds, and the entire conference has even changed in response to all the new startups and all the new people who are in the business right now. You can see the stamp of all the new blood on the festival. Well, not the festival, the convention.
And final question, what is your craft beer aha moment? That moment where you're like, craft beer, and that's what I'm doing.
Wow. I was working for a brew pub as a bartender and as a manager, and I was drinking buddies with a brewer. It was a small place. He started, he was going to move. We needed a new brewer, and I fought and kicked and was like, you're going to let me in there. And I went in there for a working interview. We brewed 2 beers that day. It was a 16-hour day, and at the end of the day, I was exhausted and filthy, and I was in love. And I was like, this is what I want to do, and that is what I've done for the last decade.
So I'm going to ask the same question, and then you can both answer it.
You probably don't want to.
He's more eloquent. He's much more eloquent.
Or you guys can just take turns.
Okay, we'll take turns.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do this.
All right, so first question. I would like to know about each of your first pets when you were a kid.
First pet.
Is like, do you like cake? One of those easy softball questions.
A dog.
It was a dog?
I don't want to talk about it. She was a great lady. Maggie, golden retriever.
Mine was my folks had a dog named Rocky. He was this little mutt. He was awesome. And no dog will ever live up to Rocky. And he's buried in the backyard. God bless his soul.
You do want to come on, too? All three of you? All right. We're talking about first pets. As a child, yeah.
I had a dog. Her name was Buttons.
You guys are really great. North Carolina, I had a dog.
Her name was Buttons. She was a very sweet, sweet animal. She was, I think she was a beagle mix. My brother poked her eye out, so she only had one eye. It's an actual thing. But I'm not from North Carolina. I'm from New York. So that's a little bit more, it's a little more standard there.
Rural New York.
Yeah.
Same things are going on.
All right, next question. Because we're moving past the poking dogs and eyes questions. It is. All right, brewery pets. Are there any brewery pets down there where you all are? Do you have one?
We don't. We were talking about it. We were talking about a brewery cat the other day.
Yeah, feral cat.
But no. No, I don't think
Josh
we do.
Josh is actually a brewery pet.
Yes, actually, that's true.
He'll be gone for 3 days and then show up. Or actually just shows up looking like he's been gone for 3 days.
It's really cute, too, because Molly's like, he's gone. Should we be concerned he's going to come back? And I'm like, no, he'll come back. This happened before.
Yeah.
Love these guys. Love these guys.
Okay. Now I need names and one of you to tell me your brewery's name and its physical location in the world.
I'm Josh Wing, W-I-N-G.
Les Stewart, spelled with an E.
Both names are spelled with an E. My name is Chris Powers. Our brewery is in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Trophy Brewing Company.
And then I need to know from each of you, in one sentence, what is CBC?
I could say one word, learning.
Party.
Fun.
Oh, she gave us a little sentence and we stuck with one word.
Yeah, you guys stuck with one word. I don't know. You guys don't want to listen to directions. next question. How many years have you been coming to CBC?
Well, we opened in 2012, so we've been coming. This is our fifth year that we've been here. Out of five.
Okay, and what has been your biggest personal takeaway?
There's a lot more to learn.
Production organization.
There is a huge amount of community, and people here get together to learn all on the same level, and you get to learn from other people that are doing the same things and have suffered some of the same problems that you are currently at your size. It's nice to come together and actually get some answers.
Final question. What was that craft beer aha moment, that moment back in your past where you're like, either way that you want to interpret it, the first time you're like, I'm only drinking craft beer, or craft beer is a way of life for me?
I think it was actually, I was drinking a beer with one of the other co-owners, Woody. It was a Thirsty Dog Bourbon Barrel Aged, I think Siberian Night. And it was like, this is it.
Yeah, my epiphany beer was Golden Monkey, which at the time was before the craft, for the pop the cap law was passed in North Carolina. So it was actually illegally being served, but it was delicious.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what my epiphany beer was. There used to be a place in Rochester that used to serve Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. And it was the first time that I had a weird beer like that. It was the first time I ever realized that you could put fruit into beer, and that was a long time ago. But it was one of those beers that you're like, you taste it, you try it, and you want to learn more about it. Like, where it came from, why it tastes like that, and how to get more of it.
Can you tell me your name, your brewery's name, and your physical location in the world?
Sounds great. My name is Andrew Kastner, head brewer, part owner of Mashcraft Brewing, all one word, at Mashcraft Brews on social media. And we started 2.5 years ago in Greenwood, Indiana, which is a south suburb of Indianapolis. We just opened a new location right before Christmas at 22nd Delaware near downtown Indianapolis.
And in one sentence, what is CBC?
It is a great way to meet people and learn things that you're interested in.
And how many years have you been coming?
First time.
Nice. And what has been your biggest takeaway?
Actually, the biggest takeaway is more people-based. There's been some nuggets of knowledge here and there, but we came out here with my assistant brewer, Ryan, and we've had a great few days splitting up for classes, hanging out, socializing. I think that's the biggest takeaway was not only hanging out with him, but also the networking back with some of the people in the area.
And my final question, what is your craft beer aha moment? That moment back in the day when you're like, I'm full in on craft beer.
It was 2 years into my already brewing career, but the moment that I knew it was the career, before I was a brewer, I did audio video production. And the moment where I sold my my Canon video camera that I was making money working with previously was about 2 years in. And when I sold that, I was like, I'm pretty much all in. Let's do this. And at that point, I was also writing business plans and all that. And then we progressed from there after meeting some finance people who said, let's do this.
So my name is Laura Bell. The brewery is Bell's Brewery. And we can be found at a number of different locations, one in Comstock, Michigan, and then our original brewery in Kalamazoo.
Now, in one sentence or less, what is CBC?
Well, at this point, CBC, you know, is it's grown beyond a conference, and it's really like a meeting of all parts of the industry in one city. Or one city for, you know, some camaraderie, some business, and then a lot of education.
Perfect. And how many CBCs have you been to?
I have been going since 2008, so San Diego 2008. So I think that makes nine or ten?
Yeah.
We can do the math later. We're drinking beer, right?
There's more important things to do right now.
Absolutely.
And then what has been your biggest takeaway from either this year, which just got started, or a CBC in the past?
Biggest takeaway, I think, is how much the industry has changed. You know, when I started in 2008, we were all in one little hotel together, and now we're having trouble finding areas that can, like, hold us all. So it's really the reflection of how much the craft brewing industry has grown and how integrated our distributor partners and our retailers and different kinds of customers want to be in it, because it's just exploded so much. So it's really cool to see how things have grown.
All right, last question. What was your craft beer aha moment, that moment when you decided never to look back and fully delve into craft beer?
Well, that's a tough one for me, since I've grown up around the business my whole life. My dad started the brewery when I was 2 months old, so like I've been around craft beer for 32 years. But I think part of the aha moment was realizing that I had the opportunity to keep craft going as a legacy generational owner. And to make that commitment to say, like, we want to do this and we want to keep this spirit alive for a really long time. So I think when I made the commitment to do the job I do now, that was kind of my moment.
Next question. Obviously, I need your name and who you're with.
Yeah, Ryan Parker at Red Cypress Brewery, 855 State Road 434 in Winter Springs, Florida.
Perfect. Okay, in one sentence, what is CBC?
One sentence in CBC. It is... Geez, that's a good question. I mean, because I look at it, there's the expo, and then there's the seminars, and then there's the networking. So it's all three of those to me. I mean, that's why, you know, it wasn't just, yeah. Sorry, I know that's not one question, but or not one sentence.
How many years have you been coming?
This is my second year, so we're only 18 months old.
And what is your biggest takeaway from this year or past CBCs?
That quality is king. You know, that's what they talked about last year, and then after seeing a bunch of breweries open up in our area in the past year between the two, it just reminded that quality will be king over the next few years.
And final question, what is your craft beer aha moment? That moment that you're just like, only craft, never going back.
Oh, geez. From like way back in the day? Actually, so it was when my wife and I almost moved to Bend, Oregon, and going and touring to shoots. And that was kind of like, and then going back to Florida and being like, that's what we're missing here. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me on this flashback to CBC. I hope that you learned a lot, and maybe I'll see you at next year's CBC down in Nashville. Cheers!